Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by the Las Vegas Southwestern Women's Expo, the 21st and 22nd in the Rio All Suite Casino Resort. There's a pizza story here, Carla. Do onion rings and chicken nuggets make a good pizza topping? Well, first of all, no.
No.
Not at all. There's a shop in England. Of course it's in England. That's selling pizzas with nuggets and onion rings on top. There's no reviews yet, so we don't know how they taste. Well, they taste awful on a pizza.
You think pineapple's bad, mister? Come on.
Why do people do this? There's another nugget story. Listen to this. A burglar kicked in a back door at a home in South Carolina earlier in the month. Only stole a couple of chicken nuggets. Two chicken nuggets.
Well, sure. Okay.
Valued at a buck. I guess they have to put a value... So they can proceed with the case.
So they can talk to insurance, yeah. Yes.
Homeowners. Jeez. Homeowners insurance. Well, the nuggets only valued at a buck, but the door, the damage to the door, over $100.
Okay.
So hopefully the family will recoup their money and their nuggets.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Mike, a woman in China recently had to hop the bus to go to the hospital because she had a pair of scissors stuck in her head. Oh, she was harvesting mahogany leaves on her farm when her bamboo pole snapped. And she sent the scissors into the air, and they just went right into her skull.
Wow.
Yeah. She was very calm, got on the bus, went to the hospital. Doctors successfully removed the scissors. Not a problem. They said they were about 2 millimeters from her brain. She's recovering nicely.
Now, is that where a woman walks into an emergency room, and the nurse, first question, what can I do for you?
Yeah. Well, and you just turn your head. Yeah. I seem to have a pair of scissors stuck in my head.
You tell me.
Oh, yeah.
What can you do for me?
There, can we? Okay. Yeah. I'll keep moving.
I seem to have a bad cold.
Yeah, I know. And I have this cough as well.
Yeah.
And I don't even know. This is a true story. A cop in England, a police officer in England, his name is Dick Holder. He was fired on Monday after someone found out he'd been moonlighting as a male prostitute.
Richard Holder.
Yes, his name is not Richard. Now, his fellow officer said it should have been, but it was not. They also said, you know, no big deal. He was not really a great cop anyhow. So I don't even know.
He was
know
a better escort?
Yes, apparently he was a much
you
gotta better escort.
You know what? Times
escort
are tough everywhere.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you something. There are a lot of people out there who have to choose a new name. He did not. Good luck to you, Dick. It is Wednesday. That's your other news.